is Gabriel McBird. I'm in a place called Caribbean Flavours. It seems to be sort of playing some full-on god-bothery kind of reggae at the moment. But I've got a small chicken soup and curry goat and rice and peas. It should be a hearty meal, really. And I'll see what the prices are and I will report. I seem to have got all the usual kind of suspects, curry goat and stewed chicken, stewed beef and stewed fish and rice and peas. And I didn't mention ackee and saltfish, sadly. It's always good, but maybe they do that different times of the day. We'll see how quick they are at sorting it out. Not very busy at the moment, but and I also have to see if the music's, you know, gets a bit more secular, because I've not been here in the evening, so I don't know. Anyway, I'll report back on what's on offer. It's good to have somewhere Caribbean, because there isn't anywhere around me where I live.
So as well as the two dishes, I also had two Caribbean punches, which were in bottles. And I think the lot came to less than £15 anyway. So I've got no complaints at all. The chicken soup was thick with the drop dumplings, the carrot-shaped dumplings and potato and stuff in it. Really rich kind of soup, just what I needed. The curry goat and rice and peas was reasonably curry-fried. A really nice, tasty rice and peas. Quite a lot of coconut in it, which is what there should be, and a hint of Scotch bonnet going on. One comment that I would make was that the rice was basmati type rice rather than the American long grey, which I've had in the past in places like Brixton, so I'm guessing that that would be more authentic. I don't know. I prefer the long grain rice anyway, myself. The service was a little bit slow, but the staff were really helpful. And I've got no complaints about the price. They've even got proper knives and forks and everything, and so they served it in a good, decent bowl, just a kind of nice big bowl. And the food was on a good-sized plate, the curry goat and stuff. So I fully intend going back there again. I'm going to give the place an 8, actually. I think it's one of the... There are a few places around there that I've been to that I think are really very good. There are three places, really. There's a chip shop type place. There's the Caribbean. There's a Romanian restaurant called Blancas. If you want cheap eats, I'd say those places are almost worth going for on their own. One complaint about the area is there's a total lack of pubs. And it could do with a pub or two, really, there was a Birkbeck Tavern that was changing manager and definitely winding down. I don't know if they've got new people in there now or what.
Pause recording. Button. Resume recording. 1 minute, 0 seconds.